Kumlen la block mother up of noon test of Aleph, the two dots about eight lines from the top of the page. It starts with Halas Vos. What exactly is Vos? Vos are earthquakes. Says the Gemara, my Vos, what are Vos? Omer Av Ketini, Ravtini says Goya. Yeah, that loud noise. That's what Vos, earthquake. Says the Gemara, was traveling in Kimoto Uvatamya when he came by the house of this Uvatamya, who was a magician, they call him a necromancer, that takes bones and they make all kinds of kishu with bones of a mace. Tamya means bones, and passed by his house. Gonar Goya, so it was a massive earthquake. What exactly is the cause of this earthquake? Romale Kali, he raised his voice. Ketina, ketina. Amayla Yidan, he's talking about himself in third person. Ketina, ketina, you don't think, I don't know. B'shar Shakosh Baruch Hu Zoichid as Bonav Shashurim B'tzav. We're talking about earthquakes now. What causes earthquakes? When the Eibishter remembers that his children are in pain, Bein Umas Oilam amongst the Goyim, Moirid Shtei Dmois Liyam HaGadol. Two tears flow. The koilin nishma mesayfa oilam atsayfa. You can hear the sound from one end to the other. Behind the goyin, that's what causes the earthquake. That's the earthquake. Oh, earthquakes are natural phenomena. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he's saying. Now, it's a natural phenomenon. The white punk now is for that reason.
Amar Rav Ketina. Remembering them in town, why give an earthquake even more trouble?
This is a consequence of his tzar. Amar Rav Ketina over Tamya. The words of Uva Tamya Kedivu are false, Umile Kedivin, and all of his words are lies.
Who's Uva Tamya?
A necromancer. A magician, Baloiv. Ihochiv, so, Goya, Goya, Meboile. But you know why he's a lie? Because there were two earthquakes. There were two eye drops. So it should be two earthquakes, only one. So the Gemara of Emes of Lohi. He wasn't right. It could be that Uva Tamya was right. Goy goy over and table cool. There were two earthquakes. Why didn't he give him any concession? Interesting phenomena that if a Russia says something especially if it's right, you have to knock him out because people will say, oh, if he's right here, maybe he's right elsewhere as well, and they'll follow him.
We had avoid
Zora.
Not
a Russia. For an ordinary, and that means an Amoritz, somebody inferior to you, let's say in your mind, but. Not to Russia. Rav Tina, he himself had his own version. He said, "Soipe kap the Eibshes is clapping his hands together. These old mishalim, and that sound is what you hear earthquakes." Never said, "I'm going to clap my hands together, and that's going to calm down my anger." Rav Nosh, no, no, it's a krech. Eibshes giving a sigh. Shnema, it says in pasuk, Eibshes is angry. He says, "What do you call it?" I will go ahead and calm down my minchamti, and therefore I'll be menuchim. That's how he claps his hands. Rabban Amri, boy, you kid, give him a kick in the heaven. It says in Pasuk that al heidot kedorchim yana el kol yosh yaretz, that the Eibishter over there is similar, that he's kicking the heaven, and. And this will be to all the dwellers of the world. What does that mean? He's pushing his feet under the throne. These are all different Mishalim. Shanem says, I'm putting my feet under the chair, and therefore that's what's happening. Balramim on the thunders. Mayram, what are thunders? I'm a Shmuel. What are thunders? Anani, Begolgolam. These are clouds. Sorry? Yeah, rolling. They bang into each other. And that's what makes a noise. Or. They hit the orbit or something, some kind of imaginary orbit line, and that's what makes the noise. the orbit forces them to go in a certain direction, which is against the nature of the cloud, and therefore it makes that noise. Shnem it says, Kol, it says the Pasuk, Kol Ramcha Bagalgal, that the voice of the thunders, Bagalgal. So Bagalgal means also that orbit. Heiru Varokim, they say the lightning. And table rugs and the world trembles. But there's a loud noise. Abon says it's a nani. It's a cloud that pour water into each other. Remember, it says in the pasuk, the koil sita hamayin mayim b'shemayim. The koil is when the water goes into the heaven. Barkut kifa. You have a lightning. The borig banana, like the flashes across the clouds. Umit b'gzid, the barz, breaks the hailstones and turns into rain. And that's what makes the noise, the breaking of the hailstones. That's a thunder. Avashar Rashi says, Anani chulchulim mechalchle, you have a hollow cloud, and the wind blows them. And you have hollow clouds, and the wind blows right over the surface of a hollow cloud, it makes that whistling sound or that thundering sound. When you have a barrel and you blow right on top of the barrel, it makes a sound. It makes most sense like Ravacha Bayakev, who said that it's the lightning. The Boribarko Minami Ananabasi Mitra, that light flashes, and the clouds sigh and causes the rain. Alucha, the winds, my rucha, the winds, Abai is off like a hurricane winds, very strong winds, fierce winds. Or Abai, immediately, it's off of a light lahavi, it doesn't happen at night. I have a hokazin lahavi, we see if it does happen. It was chulit biyamam, it started the day, then it continued at night. Or Abai, Abai is a gemida, we have a tradition, there's off a tarti shol, because you can't have the hurricane, or these very strong winds, more than 2 hours in a row without, and consecutively. The kaim, my shnemer, says, you're not going to have tzadah for 2 hours. Fierce winds for 2 hours you won't have. I will continue the koi, the mafsi bay the bay, it stops for a second, then it starts again. Allah brought him lightning, so in the Mishnah it says that you say, so the Gemara, my barokim, what's lightning? Barka, yichido, whether it's a single lightning, or barka chivro, whether it's a white lightning, or yellow, parka yirukoso, which is yellow lightning, vanani, the salkum kermarovis, the asim kermarovis, of clouds that go down in the west and come back up in the south, tarti, and nan, the salkum chode, lapichavit, there are two clouds that are going up and hit each other. Kulu caution, they're all bad for us. When that happens, you should ask for rachmi, hanimila balayla. If it happens at night,
I will decide for less. But see the clouds at night? Which way they're blowing?
Or the moon? I remember we lived before that moonlight. You don't even need lights to show. There was no pollution in those days.
If there's clouds, you can't see the moonlight.
That is a problem. Who said they cover the whole sky? Maybe there's spots. I'm ready to watch it. Can you? And it's after less. Mashasha. The clouds in the morning don't do much. See, it says. Says the Chazak here on Baike, David is reprimanding them through the Navi, and he says, "And you're good. This is like the clouds in the morning, useless." I'm a little by. We're talking about how many people say, "Bobby, if you open your door mitre and you see rain, Bar Chamra, if you own a donkey, Moich Shaker, go ahead and take your sack and lie down. We're going to go to sleep because it's going to mean there'll be so much rain, abundant rain in the morning that there'll be plenty of wheat. You don't have to go and schlep around because it'll be available everywhere." Like Kasha, how the cotton be with thick clouds, then it's good. How the cotton banana thin clouds, then it's just cloudy day. I'm not going to be sure my label, and even Rami, I'm for sure. Kumar, you know where clouds were created? To implant fear and straighten out the haughtiness and conceited people, give plants fear in people. I remember Tzadikim, all the Rabbeim were frightened when they used to hear clouds. You know it says, well, Akim also, she, you know, for the made the clouds so that you should fear them. If you have a cloud, you know, a thunder right above your house, you know, like a real clapping sound.
Just recently we heard some story about some tzaddik that when there was thunderstorms, he used to make sure that they open all the windows or something. I can't remember, it was a whole...
You know,
he always had a certain reaction to thunderstorms.
Exactly. If you see a rainbow in the cloud, so the sheep upon it, you have to fall on your face. And Davin Shinem it says, Kimara Kesha Shibonin, the Ed Al Siva Epple upon it. Light Lamarova, them in the West, and it's all they cursed someone who does that. Mishun the Mechzi commanded Saga the Kasha. It looks like you're worshipping the Keshas. The Zohar already says, how can the Keshas be a sign that Abishur wants to really be chod of the world and he's holding back because of the Shua when it's a natural phenomenon after a rain? So the Zohar says it could have rained at night. Because remember, Rashi says in the Chumash that in the Satik Yishmechim be Eton is Leile Shabbosis, and one another gives Leile Vias and Leile Shabbosis, because one gives at nights. At nights, there's no rainbow. So that's the word. If it rains during the day, then naturally there's a rainbow. But that in itself, that it rains during the day, is part of the
Kvala,
or the reminder. Baruch you do make for the Keshes. What baruch do you make for a rainbow? Baruch zoicher habris. Masli the thunder, Rabbi Shmuel, ben Ashurich, and Baruch HaYimen, Nemon, bebrisa, bekayim, amari. Our apopich, therefore, nimrinu, l'tavai, I will say both, is baruch zoicher habris, ben Nemon, bebrisa, bekayim, amari. That's what you say. Says the Gemara, Alahori Valagvoyis. Then the Mishnah says, when you see mountains and you see hills, you make the brach over here, Oysa Maisa Bereshis. You make Oysa Bereshis, Oysa Maisa Bereshis. Abishan make these things. pretty Gemara. Otto kol hein domer hazer lamaisa b'leishu, and what clouds and what do you call it, and winds and all these other things and the thunders and lightning, that's lamaisa b'leishu. But see if it says brokim lamotar also. The lightning is made for the rain. Everything was made. That was for Eibushter. Amar Abaye, Kroich v'Tani. You're right. Put them together. Oisam Ha'Eibushter and Kroich v'Rosam Aloylam. Rav Amar says Hosam v'Var Tarti. Baruch v'Kroich. So Rav answers. So Abaye says Taki flew both. You have to do Kroich v'Rosam Aloylam and Oisam Ha'Eibushter. Rav says Hosam v'Var Tarti. No, all the other things like thunder and all these things, you can make two brachas. Baruch v'Kroich v'Aloylam and Oisam Ha'Eibushter. Hoch over here, when it comes to mountains, hills, you only make ois and my separation ikovish koich mal oilam leka. So Taisa says the pshat is Rav is not saying you have to say both. Rav is saying you have a choice. When you hear thunder and you hear lightning, you have a choice. The meaning of oilam became, which Mishnah Berurah also doesn't understand how, but on lightning we make ois and my separations, and on thunder we make koich mal oilam. When he says, you know, Pashat talking about it is that koich mal oilam covers both. And lightning is koich v'rosh ha'olam. It's a keich, and it's scary things. We see certain lightnings, but the minigun became like ois ma'aseh b'reishis for lightning and koich v'rosh ha'olam. But lightning, if it's just a heat, that interesting. The minigun became, which is not really brought down from Aruch, that the first lightning, you don't make a bracha, you wait for a thunder, then you make koich v'rosh ha'olam, and then you wait a lightning and you make ois ma'aseh b'reishis. And according to some poskim, just by the thunder, when you say "Kol Gevuros V'Olam," have in mind the lightning. You don't have to make a broken lightning. That's what we do.
Them both together, no?
It's impossible to see them in the same second. It's impossible.
No, not the same. One is hearing, one is seeing.
The moment they're not together.
Saying first the lightning, then the thunder, that makes a broken. It's like seeing both.
So there's two reasons why the veil does that. One is because the thunder really happens first, but sound travels a lot slower than lightning. So therefore, you make a bracha on the thunder. That's one thing. The other thing is if it's an electric storm. An electric storm, you don't make a bracha on the lightning. And that's actually a psak from Chayodim. What's an electric storm? There's no rain. You never see just lightning everywhere. So then the first lightning, there's no thunder, and then you don't know if the lightning is there as electric or there as a thunderstorm. So when there's a thunder, they make a bracha on the thunder, and the next lightning, they know it's electric. That's mini gram. But interesting where it comes from. But the Gemara here, first of all, lightning can cause more damage than thunder. Thunder just scares you. Lightning can start fires. I remember when I was growing up, there was a house in Heights that burned from a lightning. The person was home. Yeah. Technically, you don't have to. Technically, if you had a mind when you said the thunder, you had a mind of lightning, good enough. But we make brachas on both. And it's not a bracha shein tzricha. And that's the minig. For us, for thunder. Naturally, because thunder is, you feel the koyach. In a way. Because you don't, lightning is only really if you see it. If you're in the house, you don't see, you know, here, wherever you are, you hear that clap of thunder, you hear it. There you have it. The lightning could be is more dangerous, but thunder is more scary.
What happens often is that you hear a thunder and you see a lightning, it's not necessarily the same thunder that came with that lightning.
Sometimes it isn't.
A different one because it's so much slower that the speed of sound compared to light.
Exactly.
Sometimes you're hearing already the next thunder.
And if you want to know how far away the eye of the storm is, you count how many seconds between the lightning and the thunder, you know exactly where the center is. A second is roughly about 780 feet or something, whatever it is, 700 something feet, and then you just multiply it, and for 7 or 8 seconds, it's almost a mile away, and so on. If you see the heaven, it went pure. Amos, I went as that. Amar Abaye, ki osa mitre kula laila. Talking about if it rained all night. Uvet safra osa eastern and the morning. A strong wind came, a north wind came. Kailu l'shmai. And suddenly the sky is clear. No, you don't make a bracha every time you see the sky clear, but only if there's a heavy cloud for a while, and then suddenly it's all clear. Then you make a bracha. Well, please,
that
after a puppet.
When you say the tainus, we say that's a bad thing. Zikr de basa mitre. When you have wind that comes after the rain, that's a very bad thing.
Yeah, but we're talking about the sun, clear sky. I'm talking about the wind now. Well, please, that after a puppet. We never see it, whatever that means. We never saw the sky itself go clear. Shemaim says, "Albi shemaim kadosh v'sak osim kesusam." I'm going to cover the shemaim over there with sacks and everything else, so that we don't really see. In other words, the pollution got stuck in there and it's stuck in the stratosphere. You'll never see the sky the way it is. So, what have we learned? Okay, we'll go through this part quickly. If you see the sun come back the way it was originally created, that is, as Susie Abai will say, once every 28 years, which we did a couple of years ago. We did the Kiddush, Birchas HaChama. Interesting, sometimes they did it, and sometimes you don't see, Tavshim Mem Aleph over there, the whole world did it. And yet you can't find any Zecher of Tavshim Yud Zayin that it was done. Or whenever the time, not Yud Zayin, whenever it was Yugimu. Talk to Yugimu.
Maybe nobody made a big deal about it.
Because after the war, probably they had other things on their mind and so on. It was a big deal. Chassam Sofer made a big deal out of it, and that's just true that everyone uses, to know what to do about Birchas HaChama, because he writes what he did in his times, 100 years before. But it's interesting how sometimes you get a big thing. But what's more interesting is the next things. Levana Begros, you see the Levana coming back the way it originally was, and no one does Kiddush Birchas Levana. No one. Why do we do Birchas HaChama and we don't do Birchas HaLavana when the Lavana is back in the sky, it's the same position it was when it was created? Just want to see what that is. No, that's Kiddush Lavana.
We give it attention already.
True. Okay, I think that's enough. We don't want to spoil it. Okay. The Kachavim, and the stars and their orbits, and Mazola Gesidon, and all of the constellations are there in their paths. Make when is every 28 years, and then it starts all over again. The Noflot Kufas Nissan, we need that Nissan, the Kufa. The word Kufa means turn. So the sun turns, right? And the irony is, you ask anybody who didn't study science, and you say, so in the summer or in the winter, when do you think the sun is closer to the earth, or when do you think the sun is further than the earth? Naturally, everybody will say in the winter the sun is far away from the earth, that's why it's so cold, and then the summer, and really the reverse. When the sun is close to the earth, it's colder. In the summer, the sun is all the way up north. That's why the days are much longer, because the orbit takes a lot longer to turn. And as the sun comes closer and the orbit gets smaller because it's coming closer to the equator, then it becomes winter. And then when it turns back, that's called Kufa. Kufa means turning. It turns four seasons. There are four turns. It goes all the way out, then it turns, then it goes all the way down, and then it turns, and then in the middle. In the middle, that's when you have equal days and nights and so on. Anyway, so you have seven mazolas, and the Eibusha created the world was a Tuesday night. The sun was created on a Tuesday night, even though it was created before. But this is what it was positioned in the sky on a Tuesday night, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock is the mazel of Shapsoy. So then you have a certain mazel there, and that mazel, and every 7 hours, they work out every 7 hours, the seven mazolas. So, and we say that a season is 91 and a half days. We break the year 365. So we break it into 91 and a quarter days.
The solar year.
Because seasons are solar. So 91 and a quarter days is a season. And every one and a quarter day, so every year it becomes a full day. So then it's a day later. Every year it's a day later, right? It's a day later on the calendar. But every day the mazolas are different. So every year it's a day. It works out to be that every year it's a day and a quarter later, and the quarter you don't know, but it's a day and a quarter later. So every 4 years. Try to remember now. Every 4 years, it goes back. No, every certain amount of years it goes back to the same time, but you need 28 years to go back, so it should eventually go back to the same. It's every 4 years it goes back to the same mazel, but not the same day. So in order to get back to the same day and the same mazel, it takes seven cycles. And because it's 5 days later, every 4 years is 5 days later, right? It's one and a quarter day every year. So every 4 days is 5 days later. So you come up at the same time and the same mazel, but it's a different day, 5 days later. So you keep on going 5 days later. You need seven times 5 days later to get back to the very same day and the very same time, so 28 years. And Urta the Tlas Nagi Abba. That's the saying here, the Tuesday night, going into Wednesday and 6 o'clock. That's what it is. If you see the yam, there's a big machlek in what the yam is. Some say yam is Mediterranean, because sometimes the yam of God is referring to Mediterranean. Others say yam is yam okeanos. The yam okeanos, which is okeanos, is ocean. The word okeanos means ocean, and that's where ocean comes from. Okeanos, oceanos. It's not Atlantic, it's really all the oceans of the world in one body. So it's all the oceans. But if you see an inland sea, for sure you don't make a bracha. So when you say Mediterranean, you make a bracha without Shem Malchus. And then you say the oceans of the world, Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian, and all those oceans, it's one big thing. You make the following bracha. I can't remember actually 3 days. If you at least you didn't get 3 days, like we said before, you don't get, if you see it often, you don't get excited. If you're standing on the bridge of Bavel, some bridge called the Bridge of Bavel, you stand there and you see the potters. That's me, mate. But we learned the rivers, the four rivers. And then we learned also major rivers. Well, even today, the Shanuya Parsai, the Parsai came and they diverted the waters, not really not the way they created it. So you can't say, oh, it's a Maisa Bereshis or Isa Bereshis, or maybe Shavar, another town called Shavar. From there, it hasn't been tampered with. Rabbi Yezid said, but in my time, they moved it again. It's me, Eid Kid, Leo. You go to Eid Kid from onwards, from there, that's where it's natural, the way Abisha made it. We see the Tigris. Agisha, the Shvisna, on the bridge of the Shvisna, Amy, they Baruch Isa Bereshis. What kind of name is Chidekel? The river, the four rivers of Chidekel. Arabashi Shemem of Chodin, it's very sharp, the water. And the Kalin, it's very, very light. And it's very good to drink and it's very healthy. It's like the Fiji water. Very healthy water. Very, you can tell the difference.
You believe the marketing, huh?
You drink it. You can tell the difference straight away. If you blindfold yourself and drink Fiji water, you'll tell the difference. Especially if it belongs to a Yid. So yeah, definitely, yeah.
You fell for the marketing.
The most expensive water has to be good. my potas. What's the name potas for the river? Shemema potim v'rabin, that the water continues to multiply. Also, that it's very fruitful. You know, Khalif ibn Mechuzah, Rava was the Rava of the town of Mechuzah, and he actually didn't like them, and he, you know, I'm saying whatever it is, but nevertheless, why they're so smart? Why they're so sharp? Because they used to drink the water from the Tigris. And we said before, it's Chadin, and it's good water. You know why they're red? They're very busy today with their wives. No. And obviously they're outdoors because they're in the house. So why would it? Yeah. And it's outdoors. Why do their eyes keep on wandering? They can't focus. From the Dido base offal, they live in dark houses. They can't read. And this is where it comes from. You know, if you read in the dark, you ruin your eyes. Today, maybe they think differently. Alak Shomim on the rain, you make a bracha as well. Alak Shomim, make a bracha. Hatoiv v'hameitiv v'varech. Al Mitzvah says you make a bracha. Hatoiv v'hameitiv. We can soon learn that Hatoiv v'hameitiv, the bracha you make only when there's more beneficiaries than one. You and somebody else. So he's saying on the rain, you make Hatoiv v'hameitiv. V'amar Rabbu v'amar Rabbu Masid, the will and the Braise, Memes and Varech and Alak Shomim, you make a bracha on the rain, Mitzvah Yatzach Chosel and Kaskalo. When the rain drops on the floor and then it bounces back, like a chosel green a kala. It's interesting. Is the chassan goes to meet the kala, and by a chuppah, it's the kala who goes to see the chassan. The chassan is stationary, and the kala comes to be with the chassan.
That's why Zohar has to go to Greek Malchus. That's why you have the chassan takes a step forward, and the kala is coming to the chuppah.
No. Yeah. But why doesn't the chassan do all the doing properly? The chassan does. He walks all the way there to the kala. The chassan is the first.
Takes a step forward as the kala approaches.
Yeah. Okay, so the Mishnah says that on rain you make a teva meitiv and amsudas rois. Amsudas tevis you make a teva meitiv as well. So it says in the Braise here that when it rains a lot, it's like a chassid green color. Different brachot together in our Mishnah. We say in the Mishnah, not all the hoidos. Amar Rava, so Rava therefore says, Amar Papa had this habit. Every time he had a machlekes, if you're out of other places, which brach do you make? You know what? Do both. Yeah. The Rava dies, the Kela dies. Well, the Kasha, so spread it. Our Mishnah says, hey, mate, when you say, mate, how does Shama Mishma, if you heard it, then you say, what do you call it? Hatoiva mate. And with the Chaz, if you saw it, then you say, mate, and Achnalach. Mate, because we, if you saw it, for the Gemara, the Shomish, all years you heard that it rained, you weren't there. No, Hein the Tayyib, Mishnah, if you heard good news, you make a Tayyib. No, if you heard that there's plenty of rain and there's no drought anymore, that's good news. So it's included in when the Mishnah says Pesudas Tayyib. Why highlight Shomim? But not Pesudas Tayyib, you make a Tayyib Tayyib. Well, either you call the Mishnah, you take us all the rain, but sometimes you say a Tayyib Tayyib, and sometimes you make other. What? But like Kasha Hod, also Porta, if it rains a little bit, then you say Moidi Menach Nalach. And hod also tuva, it rained a lot. Then you say hatoiva hametiv, and even though they said that it rains like a chassan kala, which is quite a lot, and that's called a little, and that's what you say meidim. That's what you're talking about meidim. So when it rains a lot, you're talking about a really heavy duty rain, and then you say hatoiva hametiv. That's how Rashi learns. The Ritva, another learn just opposite. because forget if it rains a lot more than Chasakala, it might be, you know, have a negative effect on the, you know, too much rain is also no good. Like Chenia Magel told Abish, you know, I want rain, but it's genug. You boys say Mahava. Sorry?
It only wants a nice rain, not that's too right. Soft, not too heavy.
Exactly. Heavy rain is not, is also not necessarily a bracha. Bibai zei mahova hadasa tuva. It rained a lot. Lekashe ho di isle ara. If you have land of your own, so you're there for benefiting, so then you say, toiv bahametiv, because I benefit. I, who what, okay, ho di, let's say ara. And the metiv is the rest of the world also. If you have no land, then you just say, metiv nach luck, because I'm going to beneficiary, I'll get some fruits and grains from the land. Each day, the mate, you tell me if you have land, you may have a mate, or tell me, learn, bond by Chadash, you bought your own house, you built your own house, or Kana Kane Chadash, you bought your own Kalim. Oima, you say, Borah Shechiyan Ranzef, forget, for something your own, you make Shechiyan, not a Tayva mate. Shalay Vashachelim, Oima Tayva mate. Shalay Kasha. Hard the Eastley Shutzvis, if you benefit, plus others benefit as well, then you say, a Tayva mate. The less late should you have no partner. When it comes to properties, the machlekes, if your wife and children are considered big machlekes in the poskim, if your wife and children are considered partners, you know, do they have a share in your land? No, let's say they yashin you, but when do they yashin you? That while you're alive, they already have a chelik in it, or then the pshat is that they only get a chelik in it after a person passes away. It's actually machlekes the shenim in the seventh, they don't bring it down. For some reason, the poskim here don't bring it down, but machlekes the shenim in the seventh pedig in Ksubis, right in the beginning, Hakesiv. How do we understand Yerusha? Is the Yerusha the moment a child is born, is already a Yiddish? But it doesn't eventuate the poil and doesn't get anything till after the parent passed away. Or the child, no. He has nothing, no chelik in it. Just there's an onus on the parents that when they pass away, whatever's left over, they pass on to their children. Sorry? And no, it isn't, because do you make a teva mate, you make shechiyanu. If they have a share in it, then they both also benefited from it. The wife and the children. If they don't have a share till after the person passes away, they have, then it's a shechiyanu.
If they have a share in the lifetime, it's not there.
A share is enough to make to be feel good already. You feel good. You have a share in a company. The price goes up, even though, you know, you feel good. When a person passes away, you know, you're supposed to say dynamis and I'll tell you about mate. Imagine, I mean, just think the mood. A close relative of yours passes away, but you got a Yerusha. So right away, you have to either say, dynamis, immediately right after, you say either Shechiyanu, if you're the sole beneficiary, or if there are siblings, you make a Shechiyanu. I mean, try to work out.
But whose mind is thinking about the money when their
exactly.
Parent is lying there dying?
And if he is, then he's not much of a child. So he doesn't deserve the inheritance. Yeah. But then we learn, Kitzadov, the rule is a Kitzadov. You have the expression Kitzadov? Here you have this interesting expression. You don't find it often. A cloud is how you do it. Ashaloi, you ain't Bajayani, Ashaloi, Vishachavet, Bajadai, Maitiv. So you tell me there's no other beneficiaries. But Tanya, we learned, Omrulay, they told him, Yoldi Ishta, your son had a Zachar boy, Aimba Barakatev Ametiv. No, you're the only beneficiary, you're the only father. She also is happy to have a boy. What do you think? But a girl, you don't make a Tev Ametiv. But you make a Shechiyanu when you see, like a person you haven't seen, you don't get a Ametiv. Why not? That's right. The reason is, the Hatev Ametiv is because this child, especially in those days, and even today in some cases, become the male is the provider and the female is not. And when the parents get older, who's going to take care of them? Money-wise. Physically, probably the girl takes more than the boys, but the money-wise, it's the son. So the mative is only by a boy rather than a girl. Yeah.
They had a very agricultural society, and the boys could go and plow fields and harvest and
a lot of manual labor.
It's heavy work, so boys were very important.
Exactly. Exactly. They didn't. They, in those days, they didn't.
They didn't.
So the Shilies.
Maybe they can, but they didn't.
So the Shilies today, where women, a lot of women work, do they
start saying,
yeah, you say to a mate today when a girl is born. Toshma coming here. Mace Aviv, who Yosha, if your father passed away and you Yashin and Bitchila, you were a dynamis. No, how come make a mate, you're the only beneficiary? And even the Rusha split already. And you're only getting, you know, already divided straight in the will, he already said. You're getting the house, you're getting the car, you're getting the dust. It's still like a mate because we benefited from our father's passing away, Nebuch, and we all got a Shech Yerusha. Very interesting Yerushalmi that Tesa brings and says, Al-Gemar doesn't agree, but it's brought in Halacha. The Mesiasa brings it, and then everyone attacks him because all the Rishayim say it's wrong, but nevertheless, Al-Tzebi brings in the Siddin, Rishabur, even on the side, he sort of questions it. And that is that if a rich man gives something to a poor man, the poor man is supposed to say, not Shechiyonu for the Matana, but a Teva Meitiv. Now, why? So the teacher says, we just learned in Algamar clearly says only the has to be both. So the Rebbe explains, based on the Rosh, that no, if you are poor, Manusha, if you get her a gift, if you are poor, you just nizakin mitzvah tzedakah. So you benefited, I got the gift, and he got mitzvah tzedakah. If I'm rich as well, and he's not, and he's, I'm rich, and I accept his matana, then he benefits the hanor that this man accepted. No, this man accepted my matana. I mean, he feels we're friends, and I'm proud, and I feel good to be in his environment. True, but from a rich man, I'll take it any time. Can you imagine? I haven't actually seen it done, even though it's supposed to be done. I haven't seen anyone do it. You have other things on your mind then. Toshma. Anyway, today to wait until you're probate and everything else, and 6 months later you find out what's going on. Toshma Kunet. Shina Yayin, if you change wine, ain't subtle about it. You don't make another bracha b'prayag often. You had white wine and red and all that, but Shina Mok is about if you're moving a different place. You got to make a new bracha b'prayag often. If you have to make a teivah, big machlek is a shayni me when you make a teivah meitiv by wine. According to the Tarashi, only if the other wine you bring is better than the first wine you bring. According to the big machlek is also does the balabos have to drink with you, or does someone else have to drink with you to make a teivah meitiv? Because remember, we just said you need two. And according to other shaynim, even if they're equal, you make a teivah meitiv. It's different. According to Beitam, even if it's inferior, as long as it's not terrible, you make a teivah meitiv. Now, there are other people drinking with him. Now, interesting, you'll notice that almost all the brachas that we say here, besides the thunders and lightning, we don't really say these brachas today. Even though some people say they do, they don't. And the reason why we don't is it's based on the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, he writes, he talks about Shechiyonu, which we'll do in a minute, but he says that today we're not makbid in these brachas. And read literally means only Shechiyonu, because only the shus is not a chayv, and we don't know when to make Shechiyonu or not. But we don't make Shechiyonu on buying a new car or anything like that. We don't do it. However, others learn all of these brachas he's talking about. All the brachas that in the second half of Birchas Hanani, from Reish Tzvav and onwards, after Birchas Reich and all that, we generally don't make it, except a few that we make, and that's it. And because Ramos says that we don't not like to make these brachas. Because people don't know we don't dinim. Every time we do, but all the other ones, you see a yam. Every time you go to the Kisikilda beach over there, you see if you make a bracha. You don't go more than once in 30 days. No one does these things. Okay, let's go back to it. Bala Bais, rebuild a new house. Actually, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem.